He sure is. We'll talk Diego Maradona up next. Dave Davidovic, one of the best football journalists in the country, will join us. Kayla George from the Melbourne Boomers as well. In fact, we might go straight to Dave Davidovic now from Ticker Sports. Hey, Dave, welcome. I wish we were sort of catching up on better circumstances, but the world, not just as a football nation, but as a sporting nation, is pouring their emotion out this morning for Diego Maradona.
Yeah, spot on, Jack. Good morning, boys. It is a very sad morning, sad news to wake up to, as you say, all over the world. But when you look at some of the scenes over in Argentina, particularly Buenos Aires, and over in Naples, where he's an absolute legend, a god for what he did with the Italian club back in primarily the mid to late 80s, you can see how much of an effect the guy had on the people there. He transcended. He was a flawed genius. I mean, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be surprised with the fact that he has passed at the age of 60. He went pretty hard off the field, as you know, as we know. But look, he was an absolute legend, and for mine, the greatest of all time.
We've been getting a lot of texts saying the same thing, Dave, and part of why a lot of fans this morning think that he's the greatest is because the teams that he had, both nationally and domestically, they weren't great, but he was that good that he was able to carry them on his shoulders.
Yeah, that's right. Argentina and Napoli, the two cases in point. The 86 World Cup, what he did there with Argentina. And those stats haven't been repeated. He scored 5 goals and 5 assists. And, you know, there was that one game against England, the quarterfinal, which kind of summed up the floor genius of Diego Maradona. There was the hand of God goal, you know, which he happily claimed. And obviously still... people over in England, not too happy about it. But then in that same moment, that same game, dribbled 8 players to score the greatest goal of all time. And then, yeah, around that same time, I mean, he turns up to Napoli, very modest club in what was absolutely the strongest competition in world football at that stage, and literally single-handedly took that team to the title against some of the greats, AC Milan, Inter Milan, Juventus, and some of the highlights and the footage. And there was that Maradona film that was released recently. If anyone hasn't seen it, I strongly recommend it. They got some unbelievable archive footage from those days on and off the field. And what he was able to do over there was just extraordinary.
Dave, thanks for joining us. We know you got a lot on this morning, and we know that there's a lot still to be spoken about as far as Diego Maradona. So thanks for jumping on and sharing some of your thoughts.
Good on you, boys.
Dave Davidovic joining us from Ticker Sports, one of the very, very best football writers in the country. It's just the text messages, Kingy, are just,
yeah,
they're constant.
It's impacted a lot of people. I mean, this is an icon of the game. You know, as Dave just said then, the best he's seen. So, I mean, I don't know enough about the game to be, you know, working out who's right or wrong. But when it's coming thick and fast from the game's greats and those that have covered it for 30 years plus, it's a big loss.
Yeah, a major, major loss.
It's sad, but it's a celebration at the same time.
Yeah, and that's what's part of being great about this morning is that we have been able to celebrate the moments and the goals and the achievements all at the same time. And it's something we'll continue to do across the station across the day as well. It's SEN Summer Breakfast.